Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
We're back on a Teaser Tuesday. It is October 21st here on the show. And so in a few minutes, I'll give you my favorite teaser options for this week in the NFL. And every time we post these, Jinx, and I say, who ruins my teaser? Most people are like, oh, that's a great teaser. Nobody ruins it. Two teams ruined my teaser last week. And I feel like I was feeling pretty confident in this one. So last week we had the Colts plus 7.5 on the road to the Chargers. The Colts did their job. They won that game outright. Had the Falcons plus 9 against the Niners. They lost by 10. So we lost on that. And then the Bucs plus 10.5 against the Lions. Like, I thought the Bucs for sure had a chance to keep that within 10.5 points. They did not. So my point being is that teasers seem easy, but like betting on the NFL, it certainly is not. And I feel like there's a lot of things in life like that. I was making Halloween cookies yesterday.
Okay.
And you watch these Halloween baking shows and you watch them decorate the stuff. And you're like, oh, that's easy. Like, I'm pretty artistic, right? That is not easy. So, like, you're on the couch, you're like, that looks like a third grader did that piping work. What an idiot. And then I try to ice a single cookie with a knife and, like, make the icing flat and not look like it has, like, waves in the ocean. And I can't even do that. Like, it looks so easy on TV, but decorating sweets is not easy.
Oh, I can't even cook. If I got a cookie out of the oven, I'd be like, look at these bad boys. I see me put icing on them. Like, look at this swirl that I put on. So, you're better than I am. I'm a terrible cook. Like, I can cook. Like, I can follow a decent recipe. But if you want me to... You know how some people are, and they'll just grab, like, something like, I got some leftover pork. Ooh, here's some frosted flakes. I could crunch those up. That'd be a nice topping. Ooh, paprika. Perfect. Hold on. And then, like, whip something up. You're like, it's amazing. I cannot do that. I got to be like, here's the hamburger meat. Now you mix in the noodles. I'm a terrible cook.
Well, let the record reflect that I used place and bake cookie dough. And I used a rolling pin
to
like cut the shape. So like I wasn't making my own cookie dough. Because like on those shows, they have to do everything from scratch. But also they probably have better tools than I do. Like I was just using the standard-ish like icing that comes in like the little tube that's like cream cheese frosting and a butter knife. Meanwhile, they have, like, all these, like, fancy tops and, like, squeeze things. So maybe I didn't have the tools handy, but also nobody's ever taught me how to do these things. So maybe I can blame it on my mom as well because we never did fancy decorating.
Self-taught cookie maker. You tell everyone that. Yeah, I'm self-taught. Nobody taught me. I just learned to do it myself.
This would be a great YouTube bit. The daily tip goes to a baking class.
That would be great.
Just to have all of us at various different levels of baking, and then we have to learn how to use piping bags and things of that nature.
That's a good idea. Also, can we drink during this? That would be great. That'd be a blast.
A bacon sip.
A bacon sip. That is what
bacon
I'm talking about.
Sip.
I'll wear this, and they'll think
bacon
I'm
sip with the daily
drunk.
Tip.
You're like, so this guy's been smoking outside. A bacon sip
or
would be awesome.
Or we could go to those...
Yeah.
Cooking classes that use THC. Don't they have those? Like when I lived in Nevada, those were big. Like everybody wanted to cook with THC.
I bet that's right. That sounds about right. That'd be fun though. I wouldn't mind that.
Bacon sip with the daily tip. Yeah. Let's make it happen. Management. Put us in one of those classes now. If nothing else, just for the content. All right. So as I mentioned, it is a teaser Tuesday. And unlike icing cookies, I do feel like at least I am more well-equipped to build teasers.
Chelsea is such a teaser.
Single week, I feel very confident in my teasers because, listen, you get 6 points in your favor and you say to yourself, oh, these NFL lines are so sharp. This is how you take advantage. So from a logic standpoint, the goal of this is to go through as many key numbers as possible because we know this is a thing in NFL betting. So I'm looking for numbers that go through 3, 6, 7. We're either teasing down 7-point favorites to 1, or we're going the other direction and we are playing like 3-point dogs or like, you know, 1-point dogs to where we can go through a bunch of key numbers. And do not tease through 0. My husband does this constantly, and Jenks, I want to strangle him. Don't do that. It's not worth it. There is no value in it. So this week's teaser is as follows. The Cowboys +9 on the road at the Broncos. Jenks, you should know because you got to watch the Cowboys offense up close and personal this week when they hung a 44 spot on your Commanders. I understand the Commanders defense is nowhere the strength of what we will see from the Broncos defense. But I also feel like this is the makeup of a team that is perfect for, like, backdoor covering. You know, if the Cowboys are down a bunch, they can still sling it and score points that do not matter in garbage time and cover this. So I like that. Next up on the teaser, we're going to go Falcons -1. To be clear, I'm not a huge fan of trusting the Falcons. I feel like they're a team that's very erratic. But okay. Of the options listed, so the Falcons 7-point home favorites against the Dolphins. The Dolphins feel like a terrible team right now to me. And plus, the Falcons offense should have an easy time against the Dolphins defense that's terrible against the run. I think Bijan goes absolutely crazy. I do think the Falcons win at home. So they're -1 there. And then finally, the Patriots at home laying a mere point against the Browns. I understand that the Browns' defense is very good, but the Patriots in that offense and what Drake May is doing, I'm not...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to say he's the next Tom Brady, but he is very, very good. So that is the teaser, Jenks. Cowboys +9 against the Broncos. Falcons -1 against the Dolphins. Patriots -1 against the Browns. Jenks, who ruins my teaser?
It can't be the Browns, right? No. That can't be right. Broncos? Maybe. Cowboys +9? Here's the thing. The Cowboys look great, but they can't stop anybody. They cannot stop anybody. And now the Broncos have all of that momentum because that incredible comeback against the Giants and the Cowboys are going on the road. Like, as good as the Cowboys' offense is, let's remember that they're going up against a Broncos defense. Like, how are the Cowboys? I don't know. You get a few stops against the Cowboys, you can cover this number. So that would be, I would say the Cowboys are the one team that I would worry about based on the Broncos and their ability to shut down the Cowboys' offense and probably to score at will.
See, here's where my theory was, is that I think that the Cowboys' offense is good enough to contend with even top-tier defenses. Like, CeeDee Lamb, it feels unstoppable to me. Like, Dak Prescott can sling it. George Pickens, you know, is such a physical receiver and such a good downfield threat that, like, I'm not really worried about the Cowboys, you know, scoring points. Maybe, you know, maybe their defense is terrible, and maybe this is a breakout spot for the Broncos' offense. But what we've seen from the Broncos' offense for the most part of the season and outside of one quarter against the Giants is that it has not been lighting the world on fire. So I think that's where it starts for me, is that I'm not sure about this Broncos' offense scoring a lot of points, even against a bad Broncos or a bad Cowboys defense, because, like, I saw them against my Titans. Titans aren't good. And the Broncos had trouble scoring in that game as well. So I think it's just the fact that I think the Cowboys have a great offense. And plus, it is 9 points. Again, I like these type of teams to cover, you know, even backdoor cover some of these big numbers, because even in garbage time, the Cowboys can still sling it. And, like, that's what I like about the Cowboys. Let's talk about the Browns one for a second, because I will say this. Mike Vrabel came from the Browns coaching staff. I think people forget that he was, you know, assistant on their staff before he went to the Patriots. So maybe there's some inside info there. But I just don't believe in the Browns offense. Like, I understand they put the absolute beat down on the Dolphins last week. But, like, who's not putting the beat down on the Dolphins? So I feel like, especially at home, this Patriots team is absolutely cruising. But, you know, I say this about my teaser every single week. Like, there's always one team where you just do not see it coming. And maybe it's the Patriots. Like, they have been cruising for a while, and they have looked so good that maybe they're just due for a clunker.
Yeah, I think that with the Browns is that the Browns will – the Browns always have a possibility of maybe pulling an upset just because of their defense, because they have they have the ability to make the game a slog, and then they make the game a slog, and then what happens? Well, then they can maybe beat you on a field goal or something like that. And I don't want to say it's a letdown for Mike Vrabel, but it is kind of a letdown spot, not because it's the Titans, but – also because it's the Titans. Do you know what I mean? Any other week, it wouldn't matter. But because of his history there, then there's not going to be quite the motivation. So I feel stronger about Dallas ruining the teaser than the Patriots, because I love the way the Patriots are playing right now. And Drake May has been so good this season. I don't know if the Browns have the offense to keep up, but they certainly have the defense to kind of make it a rock fight and maybe, maybe pull off an upset. Don't see it happening, but that's the case for Cleveland.
Do you feel the same way as I do about the Falcons? To where it's like, I feel like they should be good, but sometimes they're just not. And, like, maybe it's because they're a young team and they have a young quarterback.
Yeah.
But, like, the Dolphins are really bad. But, like, the Falcons lost by 30 points in a game to the Panthers. So, like, that's the leg that I feel the least confident in.
Really? I feel fine about that. I think that's probably fine. I was looking at other legs that could possibly work, but...
All right, throw them out.
Well, I was going to say, it's a seven-point teaser, so it doesn't work, but I'm saying if you can get the Chiefs, I hate to fade my own team, but we've seen Washington, how they're trending. If you can do a seven-point teaser and fade the Chiefs down to -3 at Arrowhead, I mean, my God, I feel like that would be easy money. I hate to say it. I don't like talking smack about my own team, but... Also, I'm a realist as well. It doesn't look good. But also, that's Monday night, and you're doing a six-point teaser, so don't mind me. I'm just throwing things against the wall and seeing what sticks.
Well, I mean, you could put them in a six-point teaser. Like, the Chiefs -4 at home, the way they're playing.
Yeah.
It just, I still have, like, this sneaking suspicion in the back of my mind that we will revert back to the Chiefs team that, like, wins close games. Do you get what I'm saying? Is that, like, I always feel like they have the capability of, like, no matter who the team is, it's like, oh, well, they're just going to, like, milk the clock and then, like, win on a last-second field goal. They win the game by 2 points. But your reservations about your hometown team are certainly well-received. Because based off that line, do we think Jaden Daniels plays? Probably not, right?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to.
We got to cheer up, Jenks. We got to cheer up Commanders fans. well, maybe not next segment, because we will talk about the NFL as a whole. Greg Allman of Fox Sports stops by. That's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.